blessings of life and the brotherhood of life. This is the Crystal Firelight Hour. And I am Harrison Roy Heskett, mystic, psychic, spiritualist. Welcome. For the next hour, we wish you to sit back and relax, and let us take you into the higher states of consciousness, take you into the higher realities of your life and being, through the teachings of the blessed masters of light, the beloved teachers that have come to our planet from the higher beingnesses to bring us the Word of God. We wish to bring you into the state of your own Christ consciousness and God's self. So relax and join with us in devotion this next hour. Blessings of light from the Brotherhood of Light. This is Reverend Harrison Roy Heskett, and tonight we're going to continue talking about creative imagination and tell you what astrophysics has coming up in the next month for you to experience and to join in with. But before we start, as we usually do, we're going to invoke the Great and Holy Spirit into this radio program. Take down our telephone numbers so you can call us. The number is 946-2845, 946-2845, and we're on the air right now. And the question is, what is your belief in God? What do you believe God is, was, or will be? What is your concept or awareness or reality of that in your life? Your beliefs or your non-beliefs? Call us and let us know here tonight. We've been working with creative imagination for many, many weeks here on the Crystal Firelight Hour, teaching you how to work with this greater power and ability of your own awareness, how to use your divine imagination aside from fantasy and the non-realities, being able to see in the here and now, not in some illusion of some other time and space. How do we bring ourselves to this now, and how do we train our imagination? Well, one of the facets of the imagination is that complete recall by seeing something again in our mind's eye. Stop for a moment and close your eyes. Look now into the eternal light that's within you, ever pervading. It may be like a still darkness within, for the inner eye still lays asleep in this dreamless sleep of the inner world. To help open this eye, we use an arc of light. We don't want to blast it open, so we want to very gently open this eye. So we take the most dense, closest to the physical vibration color, and visualize it. It's orientated towards the earth and physical manifestation. It's the color red. And then systematically, we go over the rainbow by visualizing each one of the colors. This helps to correlate our inner states of consciousness as well as open our third eye or our mind's eye or our spiritual eye that we may see within the inner realms of consciousness. You know, when you came into this planet and began to function in this body, it took you several days to open those eyes and see in this dimension. Then it took you a while longer to become conscious of all you were seeing. Your vision has been spreading and becoming more active as your life moves through this cycle of time. As you open this third eye, this rainbow eye within you, you take in, become the master of these vibratory rates. You, as a conscious master within yourself, are taking and directing your imagination to the levels, to the vibratory rates that you, as an individual, can relate to. One, when they first seek to open this visualization, which is one great tool in the higher realms of your being and perception, to use to bring into manifestation those things that you need for your soul and spiritual evolution, as well as your maintenance here upon this physical dimension. You know, all too often we take and throw all things aside to go upon a quest in our spiritual life, and we forget we're here on earth as well. We're here to function within a particular society and function within a particular time. Antiquated ideas that are derived from other cultures or other times that do not fit within our culture are hard to live and hard to be. We seek not to direct you to a culture. We seek not to direct you to any one particular way of life. We don't even seek to have you understand or think or feel. We only seek for you to know and to be And that's what our training is all about, to bring that creative awareness within you into demonstration in the world, to overcome your lack of confidence, of non-expression, afraid of this or that, guilty of this or that, all an illusion. It does not hold within the here and now. Our imagination must be purified for us to have command over it, to use it consciously. From the beginning, there's not much training in this area of consciousness for the individual to use their inner sight. There's a lot of creative imagination used in the putting together of color and symbols and functions upon the physical plane. But what about the inner plane? Do you really know as much about your emotional body and your mental body and your spiritual body as you do about your physical? Do you know about your physical body? Many of us are walking around in a body and know little or nothing about it. Where do we get all these answers? How do we retain all this energy? Well, that was my question many years ago. Oh, I went to many spiritual teachers. I studied with them, studying Zen Buddhism, Christianity, esoteric Christianity, Hinduism, the various sects of the Christian Church in the United States, the Mormon, the Baptist, the Evangelical United Brethren, the Methodist, many of them. But none could give me the answer to this inner world, this inner life. Have faith, is what I heard. Then I studied with Masters of the East, Maharishi Mahaj, Supermuni here on this island of Kauai, studying his master training and reading many of his books, meditating and coming to deeper awarenesses, meeting a great master like Satyananda, other great masters, Muktananda, Sai Baba, Paramahansa Yogananda, all these Eastern gurus, all with another train of thought. The Oriental thought was one way, the Indian thought was another way, the American thought was another way, the European thought another, South American thought another. But when I came to the synthesis of all these trainings, whether it was North American Indians, or it was Zen Buddhism, or it was esoteric Christianity, or the teachings of Hinduism, I realized one thing, that there was one God, and you, as an individual, could have direct contact with this one God. No matter what religion, no matter what name, no matter what you call this oneness, you as an individual conscious manifestation of this one could have direct cognition and experience with this divine beingness. It's not in the same way as we have the experiences of our senses, as we taste or smell or hear or see or feel. Simply a chemical change takes place within the body, transferring electrical impulses. There are these little receptors within the body that designates what this is, where it's coming from, and gives this information to the brain in chemical and electromagnetic tracing. I wanted to know more about how one retains their knowledge. The Eastern gurus tell me repetition over and over and over again. Christ said, think of not what you're going to say or do, but go and God will tell you when you're there. All of the synthesis of this awareness comes to the same conclusion within my consciousness over and over again as I relate and talk and experience God. As I experience him in my deeper states of consciousness as I experience him with all relationships with all things. I realize that every one of these religions are true. Every one of them are leading people to the higher path of their own God self and own God conscious awareness. All of them are saying mine is the only way because theirs is the only way. If you seek to run upon a path of life in your consciousness, and I mean to move your awareness over a long duration of experience, any one of these religions will give you a pattern to follow. So what pattern does man follow the most? We have pattern after pattern demonstrated by the great masters of light, of the great white brotherhood, of the ascended master's light, the great beings that have shown me the channel that we call astrophysics. It taught me how to attune within my inner state because I reached upwards and I seek to reach higher and higher into the higher states of consciousness. I didn't give up when nothing happened for months. I didn't give up when somebody said, hey, come over and do it this way. Or have you seen this person or that person? I kept realizing that deep within each person was a teacher, a minister, a healer. I found within each person was a divine self that could do all of these things and many, many, many more things. I found this to be a pure light essence of pure white light, the Christos, the illumined essence. I learned about the great brotherhoods of light and energy and how they manifest through the great archangels, through the Gohans and masters of the ascended master's light, of humans that have transcended the lower planes to become eternal beings. I found it in the great powers of the earth, the helium, the powers of the fire, water, earth, air, of the vegetable, mineral, and animal kingdom. The powers upon this planet all working together for one realization, mastery of the chaotic state into harmony. Mastery of the chaotic energies into a lacing and together of divine beings. What do you think of God? You're sitting there right now. You must have some concept. You might be driving down the street. Look for a telephone and call us. You're sitting there at home. Pick up your phone and call us. What do you believe? What don't you believe? What are you doing in your life? In the higher planes of awareness that you'd like to share with other people. What do you believe God is? These are some of the questions we're posing tonight. Our number is 946-2845, 946-2845. You know, we must all come with a reverent submission to God, whatever we may believe it is. Astrophysics is working here on the island to bring about a opportunity for people that seek to realize higher states of consciousness, to have a spiritual training under a new age energy and light, how to learn to be a direct channel for the light, how to learn to heal and uplift their brothers and sisters physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. On Oahu, we have classes every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. The classes on Tuesday are open from 7 to 10, and this is Tuesday night. These are new classes. They'll only be open for a couple more weeks, and then we'll be closing them for the next 8 months, as we usually do. This is a 9-month-long course. And you can come and join with us and set in at least one of the lessons for nothing. And then we ask you to participate by
supporting us with a love offering for this training. It's a tax-deductible donation, and anything that you're able to gain from astrophysics will be a benefit in all stages of your unfoldment in life, whether it's business or your personal life or your spiritual life. The correlation that takes place in your consciousness brings you into an awareness of your divine being and being able to bring this information out into any situation. Now I'm just sitting here and awareness is passing through my consciousness saying, maybe this question is too heavy for you out there. Is this question too heavy? What is God? What's he mean to you? It's a time to testify. Yes. And let us know where your beliefs are. Our calendar for February, we have some new classes starting on Maui. We'll be having a free lecture over there for all of you on Maui. The free lecture will be on March the 3rd, which is a Friday. But before we have this lecture and free lecture for astrophysics, we'll be having a healing retreat, which we'll be telling you about in just a few minutes. But this free lecture is for those that wish to be introduced to and come into the awareness of the 9-month training of astrophysics for the mastery of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, for your ability to attune to the greater lights and powers, the unfoldment of your clairvoyance, clairaudio, ESP, and many of your other powers. The healing retreat will be on February the 24th, 25th, and 26th over there on Maui. And for information about this, you can call the Reflection Pond over in Lahaina. And this is in the Longhi building. Bob Longhi over there is a good friend of astrophysics. He has a beautiful restaurant called Longhi's Restaurant there at, I believe it's 888 Front Street. It's delicious food, and every time I'm over there, I just love gourmet prepared vegetables in a way that they're not bruised and they're not overcooked. And they're, you know, so many restaurants you go in and you get mush. Well, they cook everything fresh there, and that's one thing I like about Bob. He really is interested in what the customer is doing, and he has a metaphysical look at what he's doing. He sees the happiness and light being spread to all of his customers. And that's Bob Longhi over there in the Longhi building. He's really a good friend of astrophysics. And if you get a chance, stop in and see him. Tell him that we said to say hello. Well, the Reflection Pond there, Neil is the man to talk to. And I don't have that number right here with me, but our number is here on Oahu. And you can call us to see what you, if you want to make reservations for the healing retreat at the end of February. We just completed a retreat out at Haula. We had 36 people there. A dynamic weekend of healing. One lady had been to a doctor several times. Her back had been hurting her. They couldn't seem to do anything for her. And that weekend in the retreat and the healing that went on there, she was healed. And I saw her last evening, and she's still healed. And we praise God for the light. And this isn't the first time we've had healings. And just some dynamic things went on there. A young man came, he came to over to the islands, I guess it was maybe 3-4 weeks ago for a vacation. He was on crutches. He had an accident a couple of years ago where he couldn't walk. He hurt his back. And I met him when I was over teaching the Maui classes, and he came to our healing retreat. And he sat in our circle the second day, and we sent healing light to him and that, and he said for the first time in a long time he had felt in his leg, and he was able to feel energy and light in there, and he knew he'd be better. Some of us it takes longer to convince than others, but this was proof that the energy and light that we are spreading is touching those that are in need. Another woman came from Chicago. She had been condemned to death by 3 doctors in and I mean condemned to death. They told this woman that she only had a year or so to live. She had an incurable liver disease. They said she couldn't be healed. And when somebody tells you can't be healed, that's a condemning of death. The black forces trying to eliminate you upon this dimension. We don't believe in that you cannot be healed. We believe that you can be healed if you seek healing. And so she came, and she stood in that circle with us. And she believed, and we prayed for her, and we sent her light, and we loved her, and we asked for the masters to intercede in her consciousness, and we asked for Christ to uplift her and touch her with the illumined white light, and we asked for the great and holy spirit of pure crystalline light to touch upon her consciousness and uplift her. And in 3 months, standing in that circle, she went to a doctor here, and the incurable liver disease was cured. I know, standing in the healing circles and using these healing arts, about 2.5 years ago, I got rid of sugar diabetes, something the doctor said, well, you couldn't get rid of. We know this healing works. We know the light works. We have the faith to bring it forth. We know God is with us every moment. And we're going to be teaching a system called the Touch of Light. This is a movement over the body, touching various centers, transferring energy and light, invoking healing angels, laying on of hands, alignment of the person's aura, that's the electromagnetic field about you, releasing of subconscious blocks, redirection of consciousness and thinking. It's just a beautiful experience to come to, and the fellowship was just outstanding. And the ladies that prepared our vegetarian meals were just so beautiful. We want to thank them so much because the meals were just excellent. Everyone was well satisfied with them. What we're going to be doing on February the 4th for all of you, you may have not heard, but Astrophysics had an experience where someone has set fire to our home and office and burn us to the ground. But they couldn't burn the teachings because those are within our soul and our spirit, and our soul and spirit cannot be burnt or cut or destroyed or hurt in any way, shape, or form. Our eternal life cannot be terminated, for it is eternal. And so they can't stop the teachings, the negative forces, no matter what they do, no matter how they interpenetrate the minds of people that come about us. We're still going to carry on this work and bring the truth, the love, and the wisdom of God's purity and perfection through the Ascended Master's light to all of you here in Oahu, in the Outer Islands, and soon we'll be expanding on the mainland. We already have 1,300 people that we have on our mailing list there, and our mailing list, we have close to 4,000 people that we send our newsletter out to every month here upon the islands and on the mainland, down in Australia, New Zealand, and up in Canada. And we just want to bring the Word of God and the truth about the oneness of all things into the conscious realization of all people within this radiation and all that are hearing our voice, and to realize that we are all one. Well, to help bring back we lost about $21,000 in this fire of equipment and our library and all of our possessions and everything were completely gone. We just escaped with our robes on, and we want to give and be of service, and we'd like people to support us by supporting our programs and supporting our functions that we're having here on the island. We're going to be having a rainbow festival, a variety festival. That's going to be an evening with the Astrophysics Ecclesia. Here we're going to be having delicious food and uplifting entertainment and a specially guided rainbow bridge meditation and a complete rainbow of events, singing and dancing by creative talents that have come through the astrophysics training and our friends at Astrophysics. And this is going to be, we're going to ask a donation of $5.55 per person this night. It's on 2500 Pauley Highway at 7 p.m. on February the 4th. and children are $1.11. If you can't afford it, come anyway and give what you can. And what we're seeking to do is replace our office equipment, our typewriters, and many of the other things, duplicating equipment, and that we need to keep getting the word out of God and the word of the Ascended Master's life. Every day here on the radio from 12:15 to 12:30, we have the Rainbow Bridge Relaxation and Meditation Time. This is the Crystal Firelight Hour we're on right now. And this is a lead meditation where you can take and participate by meditating along with us. We lead you through the Rainbow Bridge. At each one of these, there are 2 weeks of different attunements. And you don't hear the same attunement, but every 10th day. And we're on from Monday through Friday. And these are attunements to physically, emotionally, mentally, our creative powers, our oneness with God, joyful being, and many other universal consciousness. And we seek to help you reach your ultimate reality for your life stream by teaching you the techniques of relaxation and meditation that'll bring you into the calmer pools of your inner awareness. Every Wednesday morning now from 11 to noon, we got a Focus in Light. This is a call-in show for you to share your experiences in life and light. Today our question was, what's your belief in God? And just like tonight, I got one phone call this morning, and I'm just amazed that nobody out there wants to testify for God or wants to tell what their beliefs of God is. Why don't you call us up right now? Our number is Affirm Yourself. On February the 22nd of this month, we're going to be having a full moon ceremony and healing ring like we did last evening at 2500 Pauley Highway. That's a Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we have a healing circle, discourse, heat potluck. There's no fee for this. It's a complete open house experience for everybody. And we just had a dynamic time. There was 42 people there. Tuesday night, last night. And the energies are very high, and we felt a lot of healing emotionally, mentally, and spiritually last evening. On March the 4th, we're going to be having a concert by Yassos. Many of you heard his music. We're on the air, aren't we? Yes. Okay. I was just wondering if we're on the air and nobody's calling. At MCTAC Institute up at the University of Hawaii on March the 4th. For those, it's our friends of Yassos. He was here last year and we sponsored him in a variety club benefit event called Vista 77, and some of you helped us work on that project. Again, he's coming back this year and we're going to have him up at the MCTAC Institute for a benefit for astrophysics to help us with our restoration fund and bringing back the things that we need to bring out the newsletter and our radio programming, our correspondence course, and our tapes and the other things that we are doing here upon the island. He's a beautiful entertainer. You hear him every day when you hear my theme on the relaxation meditation time, and you also hear him on the theme for our Crystal Firelight Hour and Focus in Life. And he's just a beautiful interdimensional man that teaches us through music. It's just a beautiful experience. We have someone on the air? Oh, Blessings of Light. You're on the air.
Yes, Blessings of Light. I've been trying to get a hold of you now for about the past 20 minutes. The 946-2845 number has been busy.
Oh, I see.
Finally just had to call the KNDI number.
Oh, good.
Okay, so I would like to testify about my belief in God, in that I believe that He's everything. He's the nameless one, the one without a second, within whom we live, move, and have our being.
What has He done for you?
Everything.
Beautiful.
Everything in my life. I have a beautiful life, and it just keeps getting better and better.
Is God getting better and better every day?
Certainly.
Beautiful.
So am I.
How did you come to this belief that God is everything?
Well, we never knew quite really what to think about God, just beside the fact that we believed in him. But to describe him, we really didn't know what to say. And then about 3 years ago, we got with astrophysics.
Ah.
Ah. And so, ever since then, we've known how to talk about God. We always used to tell people about what we knew of him, but it seemed to be limited.
Beautiful. Now you have an unlimited pool?
Oh, certainly.
You must be in tune with God now.
Oh, yes, yes.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for testifying that with us and telling us what you believe in God. This is very important for us in these days to take a stand and let the world know that there are believers still here upon the planet. A lot of times we don't think so. We see things happening where people take the spiritual groups and that, and all the New Age ones especially are going through heavy scrutiny at this time. But we realize that the fires of life is what gives the spiritual being the greatest experiences.
Amen.
So blessings, and thank you for calling.
Blessings.
And we'll tell them to keep off the line so the rest of you can get through. We're going to be having the phones open for another 9 minutes. Blessings of light, and thank you for calling.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Call in here at 946-2845, 946-2845. Gee, I don't know why that number was busy. Was there some reason for... Oh, I see. It's clear now. The number's clear now. So give us a call, those who were trying to get into it here. Again, at the MidPack Institute on March the 4th, we're going to be having a YASA's benefit concert. And then in May, we're going to be having a week-long retreat. And this will be out at Ha'ula. And this week-long retreat is for a life-changing experience, for attunement to New Age energies, for personality change and release from past karmic ties and karma, and being able to experience yourself as yourself, getting over all the hang-ups that we usually go through. And we're going to be starting on a Monday and going to the next Monday. This is May the 15th to the 22nd, and we want everybody to come and join us. And tell your friends about this retreat that's coming up in May so that you can plan the week. If you have a vacation coming to work, this would be one of the best ways that you could spend your vacation. It's attunement to yourself. And that's going to be the theme of the week-long retreat in May, the 15th to the 22nd, is attunement to the self and the inner states of consciousness. It'll be a really dynamic, fast-moving on some days, and other days we'll be walking in silence. So we're going to have some beautiful experiences there, vegetarian meals right next to the beach. The weather will be nice at that time of the year, and we see really a nice turnout for that week-long retreat. Also in the month of November, we're going to be going to Egypt, the Holy Land, Jerusalem, and northern part and the southern part of India. And this trip will be a month-long trip. The approximate figures right now is about $3,500 to go. Save your money up. Come along with us. We're going to have a terrific time. That takes care of all your airfares and your meals and your lodging. Any extras you would have to pay for yourself. But we see this as a dynamic experience. We're going to be attuning to past life energies for everyone that is with us, seeing, asking for life mission, reiterating of past experiences and in other lifetimes, and bringing all this awareness into the here and now, and reattuning the person to their path in life. And this month-long world retreat that we are going to be taking, we're inviting everyone to come along, those on a spiritual path, those in the mystical path, those on the path of life that just want to have this type of an experience, call us up, let us know, and we'll get you in on the reservation. Our old telephone number is, in fact, that phone got melted that day, as all the phones did. So we had to get a new telephone number and a new location, but our post office box is the same. We're still open here on the phone for you to share what your beliefs is in God, what you want to share about what your belief or non-belief is. Call us up here. What are you doing out there? Share with us. What you say might be the thing that helps some soul or some individual be free. What you say may have the changing point in someone's life. You know, God talks through us all, and He may say something through you that could change our lives here in astrophysics to come to a greater service to humanity and a greater service to all the people we seek to help out there in Oahu, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually on the path by giving them the tools to find the answers within themselves. We don't tell you what the answer is. No one can tell you what your answer is. You have the answer within you, so we teach you how to find the answer. We believe in the Nameless One that projects and supplies all that is form and formless, the one and only which is, was, and always will be, the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscience, the one spirit, mind, being, and non-being. We believe in Christ, the child of God, the illumined essence, the underlining, sustaining vibration of all creation, in whom is image the ideal creation, with perfect human beingness, realizable in all beings and consciousness on the throne of dominion, masters of consciousness, demonstrating unconditioned love, truth, and wisdom, as well as the first and foremost perfection in all states of being. We believe in the ascended masters of light who won their victory over the lower states of consciousness through world service to humanity and the use of the cosmic principles in the ascension flame of purity and perfection. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God made manifest in Jesus of Nazareth, who used the law of identity, I am that I am, who overcame death, and who is now in his eternal cosmic perfect being and body as an elder brother, head of the hierarchy, at the center and right hand of God, showing us the way into the higher realms of regeneration for all humanity. And we believe in the great and Holy Spirit and the eternal crystal firelight present in all manifestations as well as the unmanifest, which baptizes in light the universe and humanity and the divine attributes of God, the feeling, the thinking, the knowing, the ideas, the image, and the beingness of God, and perpetually establishes the divine plan in all being, the bestower of gifts of spirit. We believe in the creative principles of the angels, the arc of the universe, the archangels, the legions of light, the spirit of light, the powers of light, going forth in spirit, soul, mind, and body with the power and authority to teach, to administer, to heal, and to wholly save man and the world from separation, death, disease, and suffering. We believe in the supremacy of the absolute eternal, of the eternity of good as the one and only ultimate reality of humanity and for all things seen and unseen. We believe in God as spirit, as the master's thought, and that all that his spirit is with us all the time, touching us right now, supplying every need. We believe in the divine intelligence, the Buddhic flame and wave of consciousness, which is present in all electrons and all atoms of consciousness, human and matter, and that the more abundant life that the Masters and Jesus promised us is flooding the world, quickening minds and bodies and beings everywhere right now. And you can tune into this power, you can tune into this light and receive this healing and this information from the inner intelligence of God's intelligence working in you as you, simply by attuning to the best that's in you, treating yourself well, and treating your fellow man as you would have them treat you. Seek to uplift all within the consciousness of humanity and transcend into the higher reality of your divine beingness. Once again, before we have our meditations, we have a new astrophysics class open on Tuesday night. It's a 9-month-long course. This will be the third lesson. It's still open for 2 more weeks. It's from 7 to 10 every Tuesday night, and it's at 2500 Poly Highway. This is where we teach our classes and have our functions there at the Unitarian Church, a beautiful group of people there. Every day we have our meditation and relaxation time from 12:15 to 12:30. Our focus in light on Wednesday mornings for you to call in. We have Maui classes starting with a free lecture on March the 3rd. A healing retreat over there on Maui, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February. You can call the Reflecting Pond there in the Longi building and stop in and have something to eat at Longi's while you're there. The Mid-Pack Institute on the March the 4th, we're going to be having a Yasos concert, benefit concert, starting at 8 o'clock. This is a interdimensional music and slide presentation of New Age energy, dynamic performance. You shouldn't miss it if you are at all interested in the higher states of consciousness and reaching into the deeper states through color, light, sound, and motion. On May the 15th to the 22nd, our week-long retreat for a life-changing experience. Plan on it. In November, we're going to be going to on a world retreat. You can call us or write us. Well, I'm surprised. I thought a lot of people would call in and testify for God tonight. But I'll tell you one thing. It made you all think, didn't it? It made you all testify within yourselves. It made you realize where your position was with God. You needn't tell anybody. You only need to realize within yourself. Just relax now. And we're going to take you into our meditation as we do each week. Find yourself a comfortable position. You can lay on the floor or sit on a chair or take your yoga posture. And just become comfortable and follow in as we lead you across the rainbow bridge.
Everywhere. Oh.